It's a Thursday evening when the Carbondale Warming Center's legal counsel, Brandon Woodenberg, is waiting in the Walmart parking lot to pick up homemade masks. The masks are going to staff and volunteers at the center, which since March 22nd has been open every day, all day, serving as a place for people experiencing homelessness to stay during Illinois' shelter-in-place order. Originally, the Warming Center was a place to sleep during cold winter nights for people, even those with criminal records, who had nowhere else to go. Its initial plan was to be open till April 1st. But then, Woodenberg says things changed.
So when I brought it up to the board, and I didn't bring up, like, oh, we need to shut down. You know, I said, you know, we really have two choices. You know, to be responsible, we need to start winding down because then people would expect to have the place to stay. Or we need to plan on staying open, which means we would be past what we had raised money for.
Woodenberg says the Warming Center chose to stay open without hesitation, knowing if it closed, another sub-public health crisis would be created. He says the Carbondale Warming Center is one of the only places that continue to be open as other homeless shelters have shut their doors to the public because they are full and need to maintain the health of their own current residents.
People who are find themselves homeless normally go during the day when they're not working is places like the public library, city hall, parks, you know, and with those all being closed, you basically they had nowhere to go anyway.
Carbondale City Manager Gary Williams, who serves on the Warming Center's working group, says during this pandemic, the center has provided safety and stability for some of Carbondale's most vulnerable residents.
These are still our residents, and it may not be popular with some people, and it, I know it's controversial with some people, but at the end of the day, there's a faction of the community, of folks that live in Carbondale, that are homeless and have nowhere else to go. And so the question is, do you recognize that problem and try to do something about it, or do you ignore it?
Extending the center's hours during the pandemic changed its operations and increased its overhead cost by about 80%, Woodenberg says. That means the center, which is funded and supported by donations from numerous individuals and community organizations, is relying on the generosity from the local area, who so far has stepped up to the challenge. For starters, the Warming Center building was donated by the City of Carbondale, who also pays the center's utilities. The center has also been donated books, free internet so the residents and their designated groups can watch Netflix, and State Representative Terry Bryant donated stacks of Little Caesars pizza to the Warming Center. One of the biggest changes for the center, though, is maintaining health practices like checking temperatures and symptoms for COVID-19, recommended by SIH. The center also changed its layout to follow CDC guidelines and to create an isolation safe space with the help of local churches like Cornerstone. But with Governor Pritzker's shelter-in-place order extended to April 30th, Williams says the biggest challenge right now is the budget. Woodenberg and Williams both say any monetary or supply assistance that people think they can afford is greatly appreciated by the center and its residents.
They realize that without the Warming Center being there, that they would have nowhere to go, you know, in a time where, you know, you're not supposed to be out in public, that how much more stressful that would be for them. Like, they've been doing cleaning the place to make sure it's as clean and sanitary as possible. They've listened to everything that's been asked of them without argument, by and large.
Woodenberg says he's seen a transformation in the residents as the hard edges have softened, and that's a humbling and inspiring experience.
It takes a village, you know, cliche is so apropos, despite being cheesy. But, I mean, the entire village of Southern Illinois has come together to support these people and help lift it in one way or the other. And so, I mean, they should be proud.
To see what the center presently needs, the best place to look is on their Facebook page, called the Carbondale Warming Center. There you can also see updates from the center's coordinator, Carmelita Cahill, who informs the public on the number of people the center has served and those who have found themselves a new home because of the Carbondale Warming Center. For WSIU, I'm Amelia Blakely.